You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 124. 2017 is a year of awakening. Welcome back, family, and Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. There's a lot going on in our world, and the year has only just begun. We are in a time that has been prophesied by many ancient cultures throughout the world. And as we have discussed in the past, we are living in a day when all things that have been hidden will be brought to the light. This is known as the Great and Dreadful Day. It will be great for some and dreadful for others, depending on where you are vibrationally. Life is perception, and your perception depends heavily on your knowledge of truth. So you really need to be studying at this time and studying many different things. Now, on the 12th of this month, we'll have a full moon, which is just in 2 days. And according to ancient Vedic astrology, our moon will be in the part of the sky or the constellation called Punavasu. And this is translated as the return of the light. There are many signs around us, family, at this time that are pointing to a revelation, a disclosure. And this word, revelation, is ironically used to title the final book of the Bible. And we all know that there is no such thing as coincidence. So let's look at the meaning of revelation. If you Google this, you will see that the first meaning is a surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. So we are living in a time of revelation, when surprising and unknown facts will be revealed to us. Now let's look at the second definition. It says the divine or supernatural disclosure to humans of something relating to human existence or to the world. Now that's deep. So this means we're about to find something out that has been kept secret from us. Let me repeat that again. The divine or supernatural disclosure to humans of something relating to human existence or to the world. Now, even for those who don't believe in the Bible, you have to admit that this is a very interesting way to end that book. Even this in itself is prophetic. You probably never thought to look up the meaning of that word, but it's perfect for the time we live in because we are entering a time of great revelations. Something is about to be disclosed or revealed to humans about the world that we live in and about our existence in the universe, and is going to be a surprise and a shock to us because these are previously unknown facts. There is much that has been hidden from humanity, and we've been kept ignorant to many things on purpose. The best slave is an ignorant one. You need to prepare yourself because the truth is getting ready to come. The more that Spirit reveals to me, the more unbelievable this all gets. But they always lead me to information that confirms everything that they've told me so that I know that I'm not crazy. The return of the light at the full moon represents an ancient prophecy. It is knowledge of a time that we would enter into. And it was being seen by studying the stars. You should ask yourself, why were ancient cultures so interested in what was happening in the cosmos? You need to ask yourself this question because they were aware of something that many are not today. They are aware that as above, so below. And it was a way of being forewarned of what was to come in our world. It is an ancient wisdom and a science to be reckoned with. The light represents divine love, knowledge, wisdom, and much more. But right now, we're interested in the aspect of light that reveals what has been held in darkness. what has been kept secret. Because when light is present, nothing can be hidden, not mentally, spiritually, or physically. It must all come to light. And the full moon has a way of doing that anyway. But now it will be increased because of the constellation, because of the energy of the stars that it finds itself in. People will not be able to hide what they truly feel. And you're going to see this in your personal life, as well as mirrored in the world around you. The next 2 weeks are going to be very interesting, so keep your eyes open. In past episodes, we discussed the phenomena called the Mandela Effect. And I told you that Spirit explained to us that this is an experience of alternate realities. And I told you to expect more shocking news to come your way in the coming months and in the near future. Well, 2017 is going to be full of shocking, surprising news and events because we have entered the time of revelation, the time of awakening. It is important for you to remember that you are not to become negative or pessimistic about the future of our planet or humanity. Because just as the word revelation describes, we are in a time of divine intervention. When you start hearing about the changes that are happening in the world, you must remember that we have asked for these changes. And so in order to bring us something new, the universe must remove the old. Now you must also be aware that the old doesn't want to go away. They are kicking and screaming, but they are being divinely ushered out because it is time and they can play that negative karma out in another dimension. The universe is helping us to clear out the old in order to make way for the new. But there is still something that you have to do. Nothing will change if you don't desire change, not in your world. Everyone will live in a reality that reflects the desires of their own heart because we are all creators. So you have to choose and then fight for what you want, even if it's just in raising your vibration and sending light into the world and into our universe. This is a fight. And this is a way to help make this change become a reality. Sending light. We can help the transition into the fourth dimension go more smoothly if we can create lots of light energy. We can remove the disturbances, and really our future depends on the expectation that we all hold. So it's very important that we're positive at this time. There will be lots of bumps and some will get bruises, especially to the ego, for those who think that they know the truth of our reality. This is no time to be ego strong because you will be sat on your butt by the universe. I suggest taking a position of observation and continue to study. Know that no matter what you see going on in the world, it's all signs of cleansing and purging. You create your own reality. So you must remain positive and optimistic through these changes because if you start to become negative, then it can all turn bad for you. But if we work together to continue to raise our vibrations and the vibration of mass consciousness, then we'll make it through these changes with less drama. We must remain positive, and we must work hard to raise our vibrations at this time. I can't stress that enough. We are creating our world through our collective consciousness, and so it is more important than ever that we send light and love to one another and to all living things in the universe. Our consciousness is about to be expanded in a big way. 2017 is going to be a year of great change because it is time. When we look at numerology, this is a new cycle. If you add up all the digits, you get 10, and that is a 1, a new beginning. We are in the midst of a great transformation, not only on this planet, but in the universe as a whole. The Earth is ascending, and this is affecting our entire solar system as well as the universe at large. All life that is within our galaxy is being affected by this change. We are moving as a whole into higher frequencies, and this will continue for several years until we peak and reach our vibrational destination. The more we resist this transformation, the more difficult life will become for us here on this planet. You must learn to be in the flow and not go against the flow. We've talked about this in several episodes throughout this past year. 2016 was an ending. It was a nine. So it was a time to let go of anything and everything that no longer served you. And we're talking about spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. If you were doing things or in a relationship that had run its course, then last year you were being prodded to let go of those relationships or those negative behaviors and move on. Many people went through dietary changes because of this shift in energy. And the same is true for any toxins in your life, especially toxic relationships. This includes friends, family, marriages, and the like. So last year, we all received information that allowed us to see life differently. And we were being pushed to eliminate toxins and low vibrations from our lives. So toxic relationships, toxic foods and beverages, you were supposed to be letting it go. So if you didn't release or let go of these things, then you are getting ready to have a little rough year because change is going to be unavoidable in 2017. It's going to be right in your face because it's as though you tried to ignore what spirit was showing you last year and you didn't do your cleansing. So this year you won't be able to run from making those changes in your life. Things are going to be magnified. Jupiter is in Libra, and Libra deals with relationships, and Jupiter is all about expansion and magnification. So if you didn't get rid of the toxic relationships in your life, then you are going to have full-blown manifestations, big arguments and disagreements that will force you to make a change. Because the energy of last year was about letting go and cleansing, and this year is about new beginnings and healing. So if you didn't do the work last year, then it's going to get a little harder for you this year. But we all have to remember, we don't always realize what's good for us. It might not feel so good, but it's what you need in order to grow. And if you're in a place of resistance to your own growth, then you're really going to get banged around this year. All I can say is when spirit tells me to do something, I do it. Because I know all about those whoopings and it's not worth it. Because spirit is telling you to let go of something, release it, they're only giving you that internal guidance because they're trying to bring to you what you've been asking for. So stop resisting and allow your blessings to flow into your life. All right, I'm going to close with these words. The awakening is an expansion of consciousness. And that also means an increase in awareness. You will become aware of many things. When you start to see and learn about things that have been kept from the masses, it will be shocking, but it will be a wake-up call. Expect many changes in 2017 to old structures that don't benefit the greater good of humanity because they will be torn down so that new, higher vibrational structures can be put in their place. Being forewarned is being forearmed. Prepare yourself for more shocks and surprises because much is soon to come. As things are changing in the world around you, your life will also be in the midst of change and you will begin to see many things for yourself. For those who refuse to acknowledge the revelations, they will have the hardest time with these changes. Many will go mad in this year and in the future because they are just too negative. And the higher vibrations will clash with their low frequencies and they will just lose it. So for you, I'm recommending that you remain in a high vibrational state. And that comes from your internal light meditations and your positive affirmations. These things will protect you from the lower frequencies. This is your protection. You only experience what you're vibrational match to, regardless of what they show you in movies. You have to realize that you've been taught untruths in order to take your power away. So knowledge is power. Seek to know the truth of the universe that you live in and refuse to just blindly trust and believe. Start questioning everything. This is the only way you're going to find out the truth and develop yourself intuitively so that you can discern the truth from lies and deceit. Because most of what we've been taught has been a lie, if not all of it. Just about all of it is pretty sad. You must remember that you've been taught by your enemy, and our evolution depends on our conscious awakening. One final note before I go. I thought I'd be able to do just one show per month, but Spirit has informed me that there's just too much going on right now and I'm needed. So we'll have two shows per month. They will be the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. So we'll have a new show every even week. And like I said, when Spirit tells me to do something, I do it. I have to follow my inner guidance. And it's all because I love you guys. So this is why I do this. Okay, so we'll talk again in 2 weeks, and I'm sending you my love for many blessings of peace and abundance in this beautiful year of 2017. It really is going to be a beautiful year if you're ready for change. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe it.